Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, December 26, 2013. This is known as Boxing Day in much of the British world. Now, I'm not talking about boxing the sport, but boxing up all the gifts that Santa left under the tree yesterday. Hope you had a lovely Christmas day. We are live with you 12:04 to 1 each weekday on AM 1030. KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere through our podcast program system, buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and tucsonsentinel.com all have the program, and we also thank our media partners. We're on the home pages of Inside Tucson Business, Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun, and the homepage of Blog for Arizona, blogforarizona.com. During the noon hour today, we'll spend the first half hour of the show discussing the Arizona and Tucson economy with Dr. George Hammond, Associate Director of Economic and Business Research at the University of Arizona-based Eller College of Management, Certified Financial Planner Shelley Fishman, joining me in studio to question Dr. Hammond. At about 30 minutes past the hour, Barbara Brown of the Community Foundation of Southern Arizona will join me again in studio discussing year-end giving. And then we'll wrap up the show with Raj Kohli talking about the Tucson real estate industry. Raj was the longtime host of a very popular radio show that ran for years here in Tucson, a show called Homes and More. First of all, Shelley, how was the holiday for you?
Holiday was great, Bill. How about yours?
Had a fantastic holiday. Rose, did you have a good holiday? Thumbs up for Rose as well. And now let's bring in Dr. George Hammond. Dr. Hammond, how was your holiday?
It was great. It was great, Bill. Thanks for asking.
Thank you very much for being with us. Shelley and I have a bunch of questions for you. Of course, it is year-end time to reflect on the Arizona economy, and we're also going to look forward the way things are going. First of all, give us kind of an overview on your take on the national economy, George Hammond.
Well, the national economy continues to grow and expand, and in fact, we picked up a lot of momentum in the third quarter. Real GDP growth hit 4.1% in the third quarter, and that's really fairly rapid growth. It's well above our trend growth rate, and it was far above our 2.5% growth in the second quarter and our 1.1% growth in the first quarter. So we really accelerated in the third. The thing to keep in mind about that was that, really the driving force of that rapid growth was inventory accumulation. And to the extent that that accumulation of inventories was unplanned by firms and businesses, that suggests that we might see a slowdown in the fourth quarter of this year and the first quarter of next year as businesses try to work off that unplanned inventory accumulation.
Well, I now know why UPS knocked at, well, they actually didn't knock at the door, thank you, at 10 o'clock on Monday night, but I saw them drive up and I was kind of curious. Right. I don't think I've ever had, Shelley, a package left at 10 o'clock
right,
at night.
Right, they said it was an unplanned excess volume, and they actually got into a little bit of trouble not being able to meet all their commitments.
And they're saying tonight they may be out till 10 o'clock delivering a lot of the Christmas stuff. So that brings me, Dr. Hammond, to the Christmas season. Initially, it looked like it was, some of the retailers were saying, you know, it started off kind of slow. I wonder if this little spurt here at the end, driven by a lot of the internet sales, could give us a better picture, a brighter picture on the Christmas sales. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the Christmas sales are going to turn out to be fine. Not exactly record breakers, but I think it'll be fine. I think growth in the fourth quarter is going to be okay. I don't think we'll be close to the 4.1% that we saw in the third quarter. Partly because of this payback from the inventory accumulation in the third, and also we'll see a little bit of a slowdown driven by the shutdown of the federal government in October. Yeah. But, I think the fourth quarter is going to be okay.
Georgia, if we hadn't had the sequester and hadn't had the shutdown of the government, where do you think GDP growth for 2013 might have come in?
Well, you know, overall, I think GDP growth for 2013, you know, would have been, you know, about 0.5% to maybe 0.75% faster, you know, so somewhere in the neighborhood of 2% or a little bit more for the year. So we would have grown faster in 2013 if not for that federal fiscal drag that, you know, really did slow down growth due to the impacts of the sequester. And also due to the impact of the expiration of the temporary payroll tax holiday,
right,
which did have a significant impact on income growth for 2013.
So if we wind up the year, given the third quarter being really good, and the let's say the fourth quarter is more typical of what we saw in the first two quarters, then we're going to be somewhere between 2 and 2.5% for the year. Actually, is that correct?
Yeah, I think we'll be in that neighborhood.
Okay, and not to force you into your crystal ball mode before a quarter past the hour, but where do you think this trend is taking us in 2014?
I think 2014 is going to be a stronger year. Overall, I think we'll see growth accelerate. Somewhere into the neighborhood of the high 2%, maybe the low 3% range.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to keep in mind that the long-term growth rate for the U.S. economy from the Great Depression through 2012 was 3.3% per year. So if we can get back to, you know, the low 3% range in 2014, that's close to trend. And, you know, we haven't seen that, you know, growth that rapid really since the Great Recession.
Right. You know, of course, every day I watch the stock market, and sometimes it's like watching a science fiction movie. You know, we're in, if you take a look at the S&P and the Dow and the NASDAQ, the number is going to come out to somewhere between 25 and 30% growth this year. And when I stretch that against a 2 or 2.5% growth in GDP, those two numbers just don't make a lot of sense. Could you just comment on that a little bit?
Sure. Well, you know, the stock market is connected to the real economy, but it's driven by a lot of other things in addition to the real economy. And the rapid gains in the stock market have reflected the fairly strong business profits that we've seen in 2013. But it also reflects, you know, relative investment opportunities around the world. And, you know, with interest rates so low, near record lows, the stock market has been the one place that we could look to get strong returns, even though, you know, that requires taking on additional risk. But that's really been part of the driving factor. Another
Sure.
part is just optimism about where things are headed in the future. Yeah. I think a lot of people, me included, see accelerating growth over the next couple of years.
It is considered normally a leading indicator.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dr. George Hammond with us, Associate Director of Economic and Business Research at the University of Arizona-based Eller for Eller College of Management. Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner and contributor here to the Buckmaster Show with me in studio. Let's get into Arizona here before the upcoming break that we'll have in a couple of minutes. So overall, Dr. Hammond, what is your feeling on how we did in 2013 and the Arizona economy?
Yeah, I think we saw growth accelerate in 2013. I think overall our job growth on a year-over-year basis is going to come in somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.3%. That's faster than the job growth that I think we'll see for the national economy. So Arizona is growing and expanding, but, you know, that 2% job growth for Arizona feels slow to us because the average growth rate in terms of employment during the 30 years preceding the Great Recession was just over 4% per year. So, you know, we're growing, we're adding jobs, we're beating the national average, but we're growing at about half the rate that we experienced during the period from the mid-70s through 2007.
790-2040, 790-2040. If any of the Buckmaster Show listeners have a question about the economy for Dr. Hammond, he would be happy to entertain it.
George, I do have a question relative to job growth, because in Arizona, we had probably further to go to make up for some of the losses during the Great Recession. We're still, even though our job growth rate is twice that or faster than the national, isn't it true that we're going to wind up the year about a point below the national average, or above the national average, if you will, in unemployment?
Well, our unemployment rate at the moment is above the national average,
right,
at 7.8%. The nation was at 7% seasonally adjusted in November. You know, we're the way I think about it is in terms of the number of jobs that we lost during the Great Recession that we have replaced. You know, Arizona lost about 318,000 jobs during the Great Recession, and so far we've added back a little bit more than half. We've replaced about 48.6% of those jobs. So we're making progress, and we made progress in 2013, but the national economy has replaced about 83% of the
right
jobs lost during the downturn. So,
and a lot of the Arizona losses were in government sector, is that correct?
The job losses during the Great Recession were really widespread across Arizona. Certainly construction and kind of the growth-related industries took some really big hits. You know, government jobs tend to be more stable during downturns, particularly during the Great Recession. You know, there were some job losses, but they were really much more stable. You know, Arizona feels behind the curve a little bit in terms of that job replacement rate, really because we got hit so much harder than did the national economy. We got hit roughly twice as hard as the U.S. economy in terms of job losses during the Great Recession. It's just going to take us a little bit longer to get back on even terms or replace all those jobs that we lost.
All right, 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show. It's time for our first break of the hour. We are with Dr. George Hammond. He is on the Buckmaster Show live line, Associate Director of Economic and Business Research at the University of Arizona-based Eller College of Management. Shelley Fishman with me in studio. We'll continue our questioning. We'll zero in on Tucson when we come back.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, the day after Christmas, known as Boxing Day, also St. Stephen's Day. It's a holiday in a lot of places in the world. We are here, though, live. Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, with me in studio, and on the live line, Dr. George Hammond. Dr. Hammond, the Associate Director of Economic and Business Research at the UA-based Eller College of Management. Dr. Hammond, let's zero in on the Tucson area. Tucson not keeping pace with the rest of the state during 2013. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, Tucson continues to grow and improve, but we're growing at a bit slower rate than is the state and even the national economy. So just to give you a sense of that, I think we're going to wind up with job growth in Tucson for 2013 at about 1.5%. And, nationally it'll be closer to 1.7%, and for Arizona probably around 2.3%. So it's growth, but it's a little bit slower growth.
Where are the job losses in Tucson, and perhaps where are the gains?
Well, the strongest job growth in Tucson in 2013 has come in professional and business services, which is kind of a catch-all category that includes accountants, lawyers, management consultants, computer programmers, engineers. It also includes the call center sector of the economy. And that's really been the strongest sector. But we've also seen job growth in healthcare, financial activities, both real estate, but especially finance and insurance, as well as leisure and hospitality, especially jobs at eating and drinking places.
Here's Shelley Fishman.
Well, I'm concerned about growth here in Tucson, as you know, and Dr. Hammond, one of the things that, you have kind of vision into and sight into at the university is a whole group of graduates or potential graduates who are leaving their educational careers and getting into their professional careers. What are they telling you? What do you hear about the ones who might be wanting to stay here in Tucson and what opportunities there are for them and those who are just going to leave?
Well, there are a lot, obviously the University of Arizona is a significant part of the sort of the infrastructure that generates human capital and highly educated individuals for the state, the nation, and Tucson locally. And those kids have have all kinds of dreams and visions for their futures, and some came to the University of Arizona because they were looking for a launching pad that would take them around the world and around the nation. And some are looking for opportunities to stay locally, and certainly there are opportunities for them to stay in Tucson. Because of Tucson's somewhat slower growth, those opportunities may be coming at a slower rate than we might see in Phoenix or other parts of the country. So there are opportunities there for the graduates, but certainly some of them are finding that they need to move to other parts of the state and other
sure.
parts of the country to kind of find the right mix, the right job that fits what they're interested in doing.
So if I'm working on my MBA at Eller and I say, Dr. Hammond, I'd like to stay in Tucson. Where should I specialize? How should I focus my studies here at the MBA program to be most marketable here in this community?
What the thing to take away is the mix of job growth that we talked about earlier. We're going to see job growth going forward. That job growth is going to be concentrated in the service providing sectors. Especially professional and business services again. So that fits with the skill mix that a lot of MBAs will come out with. We'll also see job growth, I think, in financial activities, especially finance and insurance and other sector, where we'll see good fits with MBAs. But that's in terms of overall net job growth. But even within a sector that will probably see slower job growth, like manufacturing, there's always going to be, job churn or
sure.
net, kind of gross job additions. So there will be retirements, baby boomers will be retiring in large numbers, and that's going to create job openings for MBAs and people without MBAs and people with, really across the skill spectrum. Even though that sector may not see much net job growth, there will be job openings there for really individuals with a wide mix of skills.
Uh-huh.
All right, Dr. Hammond, let's go now to the Buckmaster Show live line where Matthew has a question for you. Go ahead, Matthew, with Dr. George Hammond.
Yeah, Dr. Hammond, I know Tucson sometimes gets a bad name on economic reports, but recently the Milken Institute released their top 25 best performing metro cities. But really, the report goes as they look at 200 and cities our size. Obviously, in the top 25, Austin was number one, but Tucson did actually go up to 115, where previously, I think I'm looking at it, they were at 150, so they actually improved 35 slots on the scale of 200. So from 2012 to 2013, have you had a chance to see that report, or have you heard about it?
Well, I've seen previous Milken reports, and that certainly makes sense to me. Well, what I'm seeing for Tucson is a gradual acceleration over the past year, and I think we've got a good chance to see somewhat faster growth over the next couple of years. And part of that is driven by the diminished federal fiscal drag that I think will help national growth, Arizona's growth, and Tucson's growth as well. And I also think the gradual recovery of the housing sector is going to play an important role in somewhat faster growth in Tucson as we look over the next couple of years. So I'm optimistic about Tucson's growth going forward. I think we're going to actually pick up some steam.
And we're going to talk about housing at about 45 minutes past the hour specifically, but generally you like what you're seeing in the housing sector, Dr. Hammond?
Yes, we are seeing construction employment up statewide. House prices continue to rise, and housing permits are up. One thing I think is worth tracking closely over the next year is going to be what happens with housing permits. We did see a bit of a slowdown in the summer and fall in terms of housing permit growth. So we'll want to keep an eye on that. And some of the stories that we're hearing coming out of the construction sector suggests that there may be emerging labor shortages in some of the construction trades, as well as developers are starting to talk about some difficulty in terms of finding affordably priced lots in desirable locations. And I think that's going to be a temporary issue. So overall, I think we'll see that housing recovery gain some steam in 2014 and into 2015.
Dr. George Hammond, Associate Director, Economic and Business Research, UA Eller College of Management. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you, Dr. Hammond. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
And Shelley, thank you. And the market is up again today.
Got another 120 points.
Yeah.
We're just having an incredible end of the year.
Almost pushing 30% on
yeah,
the year
on
for the
well,
Dow.
Well, pushing on the Dow and over 30, 36, 37% on the NASDAQ. It's just astonishing.
Where can people find out more about what you do, Shelley?
ShelleyFishman.com or just, you know, that's one way to reach me, or right on the BuckmasterShow.com. Either way, and sit down, chat, and see if there's a good match between what you need and what I can offer.
And you have revamped the website, so everybody should take a look at it. Thank you, Shelley. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Thanks. We'll see you next week.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Officials in a county south of Salt Lake City who had been holding out, issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, now say they will offer those licenses to all eligible applicants. A state judge ruled Friday that a state ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. People in parts of Maine are dealing with the new snowfall, even as they wait for their power to come back on for the first time since last weekend's devastating ice storm. Stock traders back at work after the Christmas break, and there's plenty of good cheer to be found on Wall Street. Stocks are higher after the latest sign that the U.S. job market is improving. The government reports an unexpectedly large drop in claims for unemployment benefits last week. Right now, the Dow's up about 122 points, the NASDAQ ahead 12. More details at srnnews.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small midsize business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:35 on this Thursday, the day after Christmas. And of course, that means New Year's less than a week away now, and that means it is also time for year-end giving. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is Barbara Brown. Barbara is Vice President of Programs and Community Initiatives with the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Earlier this year, after serving 6 years as Senior Program Officer for CFSA, 2001 to 2007. Earlier this year, Barbara returned to the Community Foundation. Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Did you have a great holiday yesterday?
I had a great holiday.
Good.
It was so nice. Rosemary, our ace producer, and I both spent time with our individual families, and we put on a couple of, Rose put together a couple of really good best of shows for Christmas Eve and yesterday, and that turned out well, and we're back live, and
great.
We have a few days, but time is running out on this year-end gift giving. Give us kind of a general overview of what we're talking about, Barbara.
Well, you know, folks can be philanthropists and make a difference for organizations. You know, at the Community Foundation, we're very interested in that. We make about $6 million a year available to the community, which is great. But, you know, we're interested in folks, anyone who wants to make a difference, having the opportunity to do so. And the state has given us some chances where we actually can give and get, which is great. So I think a lot of people, Bill, have heard about the school tax credit, where you can give for educational, specific extracurricular activities or character education programs to your local public school. And that's about a $400 if you file jointly tax credit.
And this could be any public school in the state?
Yes, it is. Any okay. public school in the state. There are also tax credits for school tuition, and those you actually get higher tax credits for, up to, if you're filing jointly, up to about $1,000, which is pretty impressive. But, you know, the one tax credit that doesn't get a lot of notice is the tax credit for the working poor. And this is relatively new. The school one's been around for a while. But this one, if you're filing individually, you could get a credit of up to $200, or if you're filing jointly, up to $400. Now, the little trick with this is that you have to choose an organization that's on the official list. Mm-hmm. You know, the title is the Tax Credit for the Working Poor. So the organizations that are on that list have had to meet some criteria showing that they are in good standing, of course, as a nonprofit organization, but are also serving that particular public.
And where do we find out that information about the list?
Well, the list is really easy to find, along with all the other tax credits that are available. And you can go to www.azdor.gov. And that stands, of course, for Arizona Department of Revenue. .gov. And then you'd search for tax credits, and then you can view all of them there and see if you might qualify. And so it's really simple. I've done the tax credit for the working poor as long as I've been able to do that. And you simply make your gift. You get your letter back from that organization, and that's important to get that letter that has the tax wording on it that says no goods or services, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's mm-hmm. usually in small print at
right.
the bottom.
Yeah.
That's your proof that you made that gift. But then you file a form. So when you're doing your taxes, a very simple form, it's 231, and you get that on that website as well.
And of course, your CPA would be able to handle that too. If
Absolutely.
You're working with a CPA, which
Absolutely.
We do here on the Buckmaster Show, Michael C. Flowers.
Yep.
Let me ask you about the variety of organizations that would be available on that. I mean, they're in all sectors.
Oh, yes, okay. They are. So when I worked for Habitat, mm-hmm. We were certainly mm-hmm. a beneficiary of this. And, you know, you can tell when people are making that that gift. All these checks would come in for $200 or $400.
Yeah,
and
where
you knew
did they
what
come?
You knew
yeah.
exactly what
they
people
knew exactly,
were
yeah.
doing. But Interfaith Community Services, Old Pueblo Community Services, The Haven, Pima Council on Aging, Youth on Their Own, Handy Dogs.
Oh, boy.
Right? Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Easter Seals, the Food Bank, Emerge Center Against Domestic Abuse, Catholic Community Services. Those are just a few mm-hmm. of the organizations that are here that qualify.
And I said, oh, boy, in a very loving way, because
yes,
Handy Dogs,
we
they
love
do.
Handy
we,
dogs.
We love Handy Dogs. They do a fantastic job. And, of course, Barbara knows, Barbara and I are both very big advocates for animal welfare in our community.
Absolutely.
Now, we talked a little bit about the public schools. Now, when you make the donation to the public schools, Barbara Brown, do you designate what, like, I'd like it to go to the band, or I'd like it to go to their after-school programs, or is it just to the school?
You can do that. You actually can designate if you choose to do that. Of course, the greatest gift that you can give is one that's unrestricted.
Mm-hmm.
So that if the school has a greater need in, say, the band mm-hmm. or sports activities, scholarships for that, then they can apply that where it's most needed. That's usually the greatest gift. But certainly if you're interested in a particular area, I would encourage you to look on the school's website. It's going to be hard to contact them right now because they're out. But you can look on the school's website and see what kind of programs they have. If you're interested in, say, the band, make sure they have a band at your local school if that's the one that you choose.
And the tax credit for the working poor, do they have the list of the on the website from the state?
Yes.
Do they have the address and everything where you do you have to then?
You can then click through and go to their website.
Okay.
So that's available there. So if you were to look up the list, then you'd go to Habitat, you know, go, oh, there's Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. You'd click through and go to their website and you could get all that information.
But this is really important to these nonprofits.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can also check check on GuideStar.com and CharityNavigator.com if there's an organization that you're interested in to see if they are an organization in good standing. That's just another way to check to make sure that your dollars are being used appropriately.
How about Community Foundation for Southern Arizona? What kind of year did you have, Barbara Brown?
Oh, we had a really good year. I think the last time we were here, we were talking about the end-of-life grant round that we were holding.
But we've also talked with you in the past about animal welfare issues.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And our poverty initiative and our foster ed initiative. So we've got so much going on over there that's in response to the community and what the need is. And we've got very generous donors who have helped us reach out in the community and do some of these initiatives.
How did that start, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona? What was the genesis of that? Do you have any idea?
I do, actually. It started back in 1980, and Jim Click and others, Jim Click, of course, right?
Jim's involved with so many things.
Jim Click.
Such a great citizen.
I know, and some others were actually getting inundated with requests for a capital campaign and thought that what they wanted to do was, they knew they couldn't support them all and certainly at the level that they needed. So they pooled their resources and invited folks to apply to this collaborative, really, of philanthropists here in town. And that's how the Community Foundation got started, so that folks could join that collaborative and give locally to different projects. And that's actually the way that most community foundations get started.
Okay, Barbara Brown, thank you very much. From the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, I want to wish you and yours, Barbara, a wonderful holiday season, and let's hope 2014 is a great year for all of us.
It will be. Thanks,
will
Bill.
Be. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Raj Kohli is waiting in the wings. Raj is going to talk with us specifically about the Tucson real estate industry. We talk generally about the economy at the top of the program. We'll zero in on real estate with Raj right after this.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service, either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the day after Christmas, December 26th, and this portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, and they want to wish everyone a real happy holiday season, all of their friends over in Southern Arizona who have been really so good to Silver City, people going over there loving the three and a half hours to Silver City in the Gila National Wilderness, the Cliff Dwellings, National Monument, Historic Silver City, and they want to say thank you to everyone here in Southern Arizona for helping to support really a unique part of our country, Silver City, one of the top 100 arts communities in the country. Please visit southwestnewmexico.org. Lots of great places to stay, including Pinos Altos Cabins, Ridge Park RV Park, and Silver City KOA, to name a few. Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show Raj Kohli. Raj talking about Tucson real estate. Raj was the longtime host of a very popular radio show, and I keep urging Raj to get back behind the microphone on a weekly basis or whatever he wants to do. But I think his show Homes and More was very popular, and Raj, you have a lot of fans and people miss you, man.
Well, you know,
First of all, let me say to you and yours a happy holiday season.
Well, thank you very much, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. And we had a great time. We just got back today from Mesa, where my in-laws live. So it was fun to have the whole family and a big family get together.
Did you have a big feast?
Well, yes, we always have a very good, we have, you know, small, it's gone down from to about 50 people now.
Goodness.
Used to be bigger, but that's what it is now.
Well, you're back from the holiday table, and you've been busy. You told me out in this morning, you're just out selling homes.
Yes, actually, I've been very lucky. See, I closed last week one. I've already closed one this week, and I'm closing one today. And then I'm just doing another deal today. And looking to do another one next week.
What are the numbers showing for the Tucson real estate?
Well, the market has, as you know, improved substantially. And I don't know if people know this, but in September 2011 was the bottom of the Tucson market. And since then, you know, we've seen a substantial move in the price, in the number of homes sold. But compared to last year, we've had some changes which are significant. So if we were to look at the number of homes sold, we have done well this year. Compared to last year, we've sold 500 more homes from 11,000 to 11,563.
How about
till
the price
November.
Point, though? How's
price
that
point is up. Actually, the average sales price is $191,763 for November, and it's just a teeny bit less than October, but if you look at the average price from a couple of years ago, we're substantially higher. And those numbers really tell you the story, because at one point we were up 20%, but you know, in the winter time, there's always a little bit of a pullback. So if you just look at just the comparative sales, let me give you some numbers here.
Okay.
So the sales price in, say, October last year was $175,850.
Is this the average?
The average.
Okay.
Now, this year in November, we're at $191,763. So we're about $16,000 higher.
Mm-hmm.
So roughly 9.5%.
How about the wait time, homes sitting on the market?
Well, in January last year, we were at 108 days. Now we're at 51 days.
That's much more manageable.
Oh, gosh. Well, the average, you know, is 5 to 6 months for inventory level, and we are right about at the average.
Wow.
And this is the 50 to 60 days is the average historically when the market wasn't crazy in a stable market environment. So we're in that environment right now. And in fact, we have substantially higher inventory than a year ago, and yet it's the same number of days on the market. That tells you that the market is still moving strongly.
Well, these people you've been out showing homes to and hopefully closing on, what do they want? What kind of home?
Well, you know, most of the homes that are selling are between, well, let's say under 250 on average, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the market, 250,000 and below, is either a balanced or actually a seller's market. Sellers meaning sellers have the power to decide what they're going to list it at and sell it as. In fact, the deal that I'm doing today, I'm representing a seller.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I never thought we'd get to the point where we are, like with at this point of the year, to have that kind of a power of the seller to do the deal in that price range. So sellers have more power, but when you go into the higher range, like go above 250, the buyers have the buying. They are the in the
driver's
seat.
That's where they can make a deal.
Right. And actually, if you go above 650, 700, then you have a bigger inventory there. There you have 5 years of inventory. But when you get down to between, you know, 250 to this number of 600, you're down to between 6 to 8 months of inventory.
But if you've got more than 650 to spend and you want a luxury home, you can really make a deal.
You can make a deal still, yes. There are lots of deals out there.
Mm. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. We have Hal with a question or comment for Raj Kohli. Go ahead, Hal.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Hi.
I love your show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Raj, my question to you is vacant lots. For example, I own a couple of them, and one in Tucson Mountain Reserve.
Uh-huh.
You know, do I hold on to it? Do I dump it? I mean, it's just lots are cheaper than dirt right now. Mm.
Well, it depends upon you know, your situation. I mean, I have an investor who has told me if he finds some nice lots that he'd look at buying them. But I also have listed a lot that I'm going to put up on the market on the 10th of January and a house next to it. And so we're pricing it at the fair market value. And, you know, if you price it right, anything will sell. And I think the prices of the lots, especially in the subdivisions, etc., you know, you have a little bit of pricing power here just because by the end of next year, we'll have a shortage of lots, especially platted lots and especially developed lots. I mean, platted lots you can still find, but even those are few. And according to a seminar I attended about 3 months ago, we'll have a shortage of lots starting in about September, October next year.
Why is that, Raj?
Well, the reason is that if you notice, when the market went bad, everybody dumped their lots, all the big builders. Now they've bought up everything that's available, and nobody went and did any platting or developing of lots. Nobody invested any money in that. So all the developed lots are gone. We've gone from 1,400 new home sales to over 2,000 this year and it's last year, and it's going to happen more than that next year. So because of that, lots are needed to develop the properties, and builders don't have lots. And you know, normally what happens, as you know, is builders buy lots from developers.
So the outlook looks pretty good for this gentleman.
It does. It does look good. Mm-hmm. In fact, talk to me. You know, if you want to call me, you can call me afterwards at 891-9119. And we can talk about it and look at your particular situation, you know, because it's all specific to an individual.
And people can just Google you, too. Under Raj, R-A-J, and then some people may misspell your last name, but still it will get them there. Put Raj.
put that
Coley, or Tucson, and it,
or put Tucson Fountain Plaza or RajColey.com,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, we don't have time to get into the Fountain Plaza, but that's something you have championed for years about really turning downtown around. It's kind of hit a dead end, though, didn't it?
Actually, a month ago, I was talking to Michael Keith, and he's saying all of a sudden he is very he feels that my plan. He went to one of those international conventions, and he feels that what they were talking about is basically the concept that you presented. So he says, I want to talk to you later on, perhaps. So,
and he'll be on the program tomorrow.
Ask him about
it. Yeah, about he will be with us on our Friday Focus interview. So I don't know if you're out and about, Raj, out in the car tomorrow showing homes. Perhaps you can give us a call and ask Mr. Keith.
I sure will.
That. Yeah, it's 790-790-2040, our Buckmaster Show live line number. Also, Raj, give us your number one more time, please.
My number is 891
891-9119. All right. So, looking good. Pretty real estate starting to really pick up.
Well, real estate, I think next year will do well. And let me make a few predictions here.
Real quickly, Raj.
Yes. Interest rates going up. And as interest rates go up, people will jump more into the market. So if you want to buy a home, now is a good time.
All right. We always enjoy speaking with Raj Coley about real estate here on the Buckmaster Show. Raj, we want to, Rosemary and myself, want to wish you a very, very happy new year.
Hope thank you good. Very much, Bill. Appreciate you do a good job as always.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan. All of our in-studio guests provided with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Thank you, Culligan, and Happy New Year to all of the Culligan people. Coming up tomorrow morning on KVOI, we will have Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe. And then, of course, we will be back 12:04 with our Friday Focus interview talking about downtown with Michael Keith of the Downtown Tucson Partnership. On behalf of Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great day.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.